party lighting.
AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi, talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, welcome aboard, and the WILO Party Line presented by, as always, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and for our friends listening on Boone 102.7, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your local news sources, as well as the Big Deals page, Save Money Now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And a big thank you to Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight, all giving us a helping hand, online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, and ProBite Computer Sales and Service on HoosierlandTV.com on behalf of WILO and Boone 102.7. All right. So a couple of things we should probably touch base on. Melissa Miller is going to be in here in just a hot second. The Indiana Flower and Patio Show coming to the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Always a good time. Kind of warms your heart for spring. Like a 72-degree day isn't going to do that for you already. But the cool thing about it is we are going to be giving you, starting on Monday, chances to win tickets for the Indiana Flower and Patio Show at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. So make sure you join us next week for the morning show, because you are going to have an awesome time with us. Also, a couple of other things we should make note of, specifically the big fish fry, the annual fish fry being done by St. Mary's Catholic Church for the annual Knights of Columbus. Well, I think I have that exactly backwards. The Knights of Columbus do it for St. Mary's Catholic Church. There, I think I got it right. Dine in at Muller Hall. Carry out is available. This is every Friday during Lent. So this Friday, for example, we're looking forward to that, 4:30 to 7 o'clock. $15 per meal. Alaskan pollock fillets, baked potato or French fries, coleslaw or applesauce, pie or big cookie, iced tea, lemonade, or coffee. It's always a good time, and you know, good fish. What else do you really need to know? So make sure you check out the details about that in our community events at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Melissa Miller in the studio with me this morning. Normally, Melissa does not light up my phone during the morning show, which I have to admit, I've missed that. So today, your beautifully snarky commentary about Peppa Pig. Not a fan, are we?
My kids were not fans either, so, you know.
I always found it vaguely irritating as a step-parent, but... it's not my jam,
Peppa Pig. Yeah, my grandkids don't, no.
Do you...
Even the little one, she's two, and she just turns her nose up and walks
spit
away.
Spit the bit, Bluey. And, yeah. And what was the other thing you mentioned?
She likes Bluey, and she likes Super Kitties.
Okay, that's right. That was the other one. I knew there was a new one in the mix, but...
Yeah, Bluey and Super Kitties, so...
Now, if they can do some sort of fusion... of those two.
No, I don't think there is. It's not possible.
Can you imagine Peppa Pig and Mr. Rogers? Oh, if Fred Rogers were still, he passed on this day, whatever it was, 21 years ago or something, some crazy number.
Yeah, I think it's been that long.
But can you imagine a Fred Rogers Peppa Pig fusion? You would see you would see Fred lose his cool,
more
I think.
More than likely.
I mean, honestly. You know, if it's like it's a line I remember from a book. It was, if Saint Francis of Assisi knew blah blah blah, he would have dropped the rod and trained the birds to attack, which I think is kind of what Fred Rogers would have probably done.
Yeah,
I'm going to train some rabid wolves to attack Peppa Pig. Now, kids, this is an important life lesson. You know, just give me time. I'm going to figure it out, and I'll do probably a Mighty Berryman Arts Players version of that on the morning show. Everybody strap in. God help you all.
I don't think they make a seatbelt big enough for that, but that's side of the point.
So we do have Russ Casper standing by on the phone this morning. Russ, hello.
Hey.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up? What's going on with you?
Well, I had a delightful talk with a Party Line listener that couldn't get in yesterday, and she was going to tell us all kinds of interesting things about the Farmers Bank. And I don't know whether you, she was knocking on the Party Line door and couldn't get in, but she has a, one of those counter tables that people used to sign checks on with the chain pins, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They bought one of those in an auction and had some of it. I have also one of my newest toys. I want to tell you about it. It's a clock counting down the days, and I set it for the eclipse: 41 days, 4 hours, 16 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Now, can this clock be used for anything else, reset for the next eclipse, or is it a one-and-done thing?
No, that's a good question. It's I can use it for birthdays. I could use it for license renewals when I have
funny you should mention that. You and I have a meeting today, don't we?
Now, would that be an FCC license renewal we're talking about, or a my driver's license is about to expire?
Yeah, one of those.
I like that. That was actually pretty good. slide that one in there. Hey. But
hint, wink, wink.
Yeah, so is that the one that you were trying to sync up?
Yeah, well, it was.
Yeah.
It was. And we have one on Clinton County Daily News, too, in the upper left-hand corner. We're counting down the seconds until the eclipse starts. You know, and I'm sure some people are eye-rolling out there, oh, eclipse, I've heard so much about the eclipse. I mean, what's the big deal about the eclipse? But I am really looking forward to it. Some people know I did see it from my airplane 9,000 feet up in the air, and it was awesome.
Well, I know, a lot of
people... Well, I heard, Delta's offering flights along that eclipse path. I think they've added another flight.
Yeah.
I just read about it.
Yeah, and watching Total Darkness, we'll have planes smacking into each other. I hate to say it, but, the thing with this, though, with it being a total eclipse and being so focused, more or less right over the top of us, even if the weather is not conducive for a really good visual, it's still going to go dark.
Yeah, it will. It absolutely will. And if it is clear like today, you'll be able to see some of the planets and stars during the totality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I computed the Frankfurt High School parking lot is 38 seconds of totality. The Frankfurt High School parking lot and the observatory, Burygrass Observatory, is zero.
You do realize that Dr. Rhodes is going to thank you for letting that out, right?
Well, I will say, right on top of that, the farther you get toward Kirkland, it goes up. It's 2 minutes, I think, and 10 seconds in Kirkland.
Yeah.
So, with a little drive, you can go from 38 seconds totality to... and actually, there is a little bit of uncertainty. There are some Astronomical League or some of these other groups, they actually want you to take a stopwatch and give them feedback, your longitude, latitude, exact time, and how long the duration is, because they're trying to get data, because they can sort of predict these things, but not write down the second and foot.
Yeah, sure. And that's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, that is kind of cool, though.
I'd like to know if anybody listening has ever experienced the totality. I'd like to have them call 659-3338, 659-3338. This is your program.
I don't think a total one was possible in our... at least why it's not here.
I've experienced it in Colorado Springs when I was 9. And then the other one was in Columbus, Indiana, which was like in the early 90s, 93, 94, somewhere in there. And the thing that always freaked me out was the insects of the night suddenly coming out to play in the middle of the afternoon, and then they all got quiet again, like, oh, was that a hangover?
But how dark did it get down there?
Really dark. It was like night dark.
Because, see, I don't remember that here. I mean, I remember being outside with the kids and having the welding mask and all that so they could see it, but it was more like a cloudy day.
For me, it was like Monty Python on the Holy Grail. I was averting my eyes the entire time. I can't look up, Lord!
our illustrious ex-sales manager and now account executive, Mike Downey, did you hear? He got, I think, 1 or 2,000 glasses.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, really? You mean for this one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew he was working on it. I didn't know whether or not it had come to fruition.
Now, did he get those for him personally? Like, is he going to be fencing some glasses, or are those for us?
Yeah, no, he got them for himself personally, and he's going to autograph them.
Yours in blindness, Mike Downey.
They belong to the radio station, but he was the one responsible for that happen.
Too funny.
Well, bless you, Mike. If you're listening, how many did you say, Russ?
You know, I think it's about 1,000.
Well, that's a good and chunk.
I think I have about 200 or 300 from Ball State University that they gave to the Prairie Grass Observatory, and then I bought 50 myself. I was a cheapskate and just bought 50. But between all three sources, I think we've got, you know, probably 1,500.
Now, I don't want to sound like I don't understand any of this, but I got some Saran Wrap and some Bic pens. Am I in danger of going blind?
Yeah, good luck with that. Well,
I've never heard Russ turn on that kind of sarcasm before. That's good.
Oh, I have.
Well, here's the thing that people don't understand, and be careful using this information.
Okay.
But you are in totality, and the stars are coming out, you can look directly toward the sun, right? The only time that you can't is when it starts to wedding ring beat up again. You know, you cannot.
Right.
But you're fine looking at the corona and all that good stuff. Take the glasses off is what I'm saying, but it has to be totality. Total.
Right.
Total.
Exactly.
I've decided to go from a Bic pen and Saran wrap to a permanent marker and Scotch tape instead, which I'm working on right now. Do you think that'll work, Melissa, right there? Everybody in the Hoosierland audience?
Well, yeah, I sincerely doubt it.
There we go. Now I'll be able to keep my vision.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think I'm getting a buzz from the ink.
Other people saw this. Probably close to 1,000 sandhill cranes.
Mm-hmm.
They were going north again. That was pleasant. And then about 2 minutes later, I saw a bald eagle. So I felt really, really like I landed in the butter on that one.
Did you just say landed in the butter?
Yeah, I did.
I've never heard that phrase before.
It's an old term.
When something good happens to you, you just land in the butter.
Well, Katie barred the door, I guess.
So was it there around the lakes, around the estate?
Yeah, it was. It was.
There are several pair now around in our area. And I've actually seen them out in the cornfield, and it's like, you wonder why they landed in the cornfield, but there again, you know, mice, possibly a garter snake or something, but it was pretty wild.
I will never forget, my wife and I went on Alaskan cruise, and the first day, oh, honey, look, there's a bald eagle, look. And by the end of the week, I mean, they were hanging around like vultures all over the place, and like they had toothpicks, and they were all over the place. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, I love the fact that we have reintroduced them all over the country, but we have, like, again, you know, several pair just right around here. And I think there's like three pair now that we've counted up at in Carroll County, right on the main drag of the Wildcat Creek up there. And you can
I'm pretty sure that, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
Eric Go ahead.
No, go.
I'm pretty sure that Eric Dierks had a favorite place up by Burlington near the creek, and he was able to go there, you know, every year or two, and took some good photographs of the pair up there.
Yeah, unfortunately, the oldest pair that was up there, they're still there, but they had to rebuild their nest because the storms that went through last year actually took down the great big tree that their huge nest was built in. That nest was... I would say that nest was every bit of four foot in diameter. It was humongous, and it ended up taking it down. Not during the spring, not when they had babies, but after the babies had left the nest, it ended up taking it down. So they had to rebuild. But there's two more pair up there, younger pair, that don't have their white hoods yet. That have built up there too, up on the it's on the east side of Burlington, off of 22. And that's where it's at.
My wife is up
there. I see the nest.
Oh, she sees one of the bald eagle nests. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you probably do from your. You probably can from your house, to be honest.
Yeah. And I had my telescope out here once on my 8-inch Celestron. And I took some pictures, and Marty mom, Sue's mom, was out here, and we got a close-up view with a telescope of a bald eagle. You could see the feathers on its head, and it was pretty amazing.
It is
pretty. Of course, it was upside down, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I know that large nest that was up there at Burlington before the storm took it down, that nest there, it was one of the first pair out of the 10 pair that they had released in our area. It was one of the first pair that actually nested and had offspring, and they had put a camera on that nest. And the DNR were watching them, and they were one of the first pair in the state that had been reintroduced to the area that actually had offspring, and it was pretty wild.
Melissa, is FFA alive and well, and if so, what were you most impressed with this year that might be new and exciting?
You mean for the, well, as far as new goes, fifth and sixth grade has been adopted by National FFA to be a part of what they call the discovery degrees and discovery contests for FFA, so now it's not just junior high, it's fifth and sixth grade as well, been adopted into that discovery period. And then, of course, they go into regular FFA when they hit freshman year. But that's probably the newest thing, and just the caliber of kids. I mean, the a lot of contests being rediscovered. Whereas, and in fact, we have a lot of, I don't want to say new teachers, because some of our teachers have been here for a few years, but they're still younger teachers. And, you know, in their early 30s or 20, or even down into their 20s, that's pretty much just about all our teachers in our area. And
Are they extensive, deep dives like parliamentary procedure, etc.?
Sure. Yeah, all that's... in fact, that contest actually has finished up for what they call chapter meeting contest. That one's already done. but yeah, that goes clear down into the junior high. Even the junior high practices that. And Robert's Rules,
sometimes Robert's Rules of Order and Parliamentary Procedure sometimes reminded me of a good game of euchre. You know, you play this card, and then somebody trumps you with this card, and then here comes another trump of this card, and table the motion, and, you know, and you vote on it, and it's pretty intricate.
Well, and that's what a lot of the kids that compete in that contest, they say probably the hardest part of it is if they are a membership, not necessarily in the officer team, but a member sitting out there remembering when they can stand up and when they can make a motion, and when it's a statement, and they said that's probably the hardest part of the whole procedure.
Getting the rhythm of
it. And getting into the contest itself. So, but yeah, that's already happened. They should be, I think District 5 contest is either this weekend or next weekend, where they'll all be doing their speeches and demonstrations and the CDE, the career development events, are going to be going on now through, of course, June is state contest, but all the district contests will be going on. Mainly the month of March and April will be all the district contests. So get it down to the final 12, and those 12 will go at it at state. There's 12 districts, so you get a district winner, and they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we're going to get a lot of wind blowing from the south, which is going to balm things up to over 70 degrees today.
Yeah, we hit 72 yesterday.
Which I couldn't believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, at my house it was 72. But yeah,
it'll blast. The wind will whip around from the north, and it'll plummet down to almost freezing, I guess, won't it?
Yeah, that's all happening. What they're saying, the majority of the storms and stuff will probably come in overnight. Of course, it's Indiana.
Right.
You can't see it during the daytime. It's all going to be overnight. And then the temperatures will drop Wednesday night, Wednesday into Thursday. And, yeah, we could see some even snow flurries if there's still some moisture around there.
Might even see the sand cranes going back south again. You know,
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're good.
This roller coaster of weather that the whole country is seeing has got to be messing with
allergies,
with,
for
well,
sure.
Well, we have allergies, though, 24/7 anymore, it seems like.
Fair.
But it's got to be messing with Mother Nature in the aspect of all these animals. You know, some of them are coming out of hibernation almost early because we've had such warm temperatures. And then it's going to plummet back down. And the same thing with the migration of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome for that maple syrup, like Todd said, you know, hot days, cool nights.
Right. Hey, somebody should have a song with that title. That sounds awesome.
So are you going out and tapping trees then?
Well, they did at Camp Column, you know. And
yeah.
I put a story, I forget about how many Camp Column trees were tapped, I think like 35, and then they had 19 and 33, okay. 19 out of Camp Column, and then 33 off the property, and they collected, 160 gallons?
Wow.
120 gallons of sap. And that sounds like a lot of sap, but I think it
not when it cooks down.
Yeah.
It cooks down to about 3 gallons of syrup.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, that's quite a bit. No more trees than they tapped. That's still quite a bit. So the sap's been flowing pretty freely then.
Yeah, it has. It has. It's been a good year for that.
Yeah, I just wonder how many bugs we're going to have when spring officially gets here and stays, because we're already getting flies.
Yeah.
They're already out.
Well, maybe we didn't get a 10 below winter at all.
No, and I can't say that I'm mad about that, but yet the prospects of having probably double the amount of insects they have to deal with is not alluring either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will leave you with 41 days, 3 hours, 58 minutes, 41 seconds until the eclipse. It's counting down.
Yep, it is.
We do welcome callers to share with us their experience, and let's do try to get them on quickly if they call. If they go out of their way to call, I'd love to give them the express line to the front of the line.
Yeah, absolutely. 765-659-3338 before we get our interview guests in the back half. Now's your time. Be a star on the party line.
Later.
All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, at least we don't have to wait that long for boys' basketball sectionals to start. They actually start tonight.
Mm-hmm. And they're here, right?
Yeah, they're going to be on WILO. We are covering on WILO. Granted, I mean, there are games going on all over the state of Indiana, but we are covering tonight. It's going to be Carroll versus Delphi. So it is a Carroll County matchup in the sectional. That doesn't happen very often. We're going to be carrying that tonight. Don and Carl will be on the air roughly about 7:15 to give you the pregame warm-up. And we'll see how that game turns out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tip-off's at 7:30. That one's brought to you by Collisions Unlimited Incorporated, Hefty Alignment, and Radiator Service, Flowers and Friends, and Fire Pizza. And then we'll not only see how that one goes, but on Friday, we are actually going to be following Clinton Prairie when mm-hmm. they got the bye in the same sectional. So Clinton Prairie will be taking on the winner of Game 1, which Game 1 tonight is Lafayette Catholic and Seeger.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing against Seeger, but I'm going to say probably going to be...
Yeah.
My personal prediction is the fact that it's probably going to be Lafayette Catholic.
Yeah, I was more of a Ramblin' Gamblin' fan man myself, not so much Night Moves. Oh, wrong Seeger. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah. Nice try. That was lame, dude. I mean, come on. Anyway.
You know, when I can get a dude out of Melissa, it's a good day.
Yeah. I mean, Seeger's had good teams in the past, and I'm not saying they're not a good team now.
Yeah,
I think Catholic is stronger,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to come out of that one. So more than likely, it's going to be Clinton Prairie playing Lafayette Central Catholic on mm-hmm. Friday, first game on Friday. And that one will have a tip-off at 6 o'clock, so Don and Carl will be on the air at 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will see who wins the game tonight as to whether or not we have a second game on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So plot
your next moves, everybody.
Yeah, but definitely we're going to be following boys basketball sectional action this mm-hmm. week on WILO.
Mm-hmm. Do we should we go ahead and take our breather now? Actually, let's take a couple of seconds because we haven't got our callers. I assume that our people are calling in.
Well, that's what we're assuming too, but we did not get confirmation from one of them who was out of town last week, so mm-hmm. We're waiting to see. But it's supposed to be Kim Stevens, Executive Director of Frankfort Main Street, and then also Shan Sheridan, Executive Director mm-hmm. of the Chamber of Commerce of Clinton County. So hopefully they will be calling in. If not, it'll be open mic and we can talk about Easter's on its way. We mm-hmm. can talk about the eclipse. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
What is your favorite kind of fish to have at a fish fry? Well, we've done that one.
But yeah, but it's got to be the Alaskan.
It's got legs.
It's got to be the Alaskan pollock.
I guess we should take a second because you gave me, I did a story on the air on the morning show today, and you gave me a little extra coloration I did not have in the story. So I'm going to come back to this story and then have you fill in.
Story, yeah.
So it's the widow of an investor on Wall Street, and she donated $1 billion with a B mm-hmm. dollars. To a medical school, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. It's actually located in the Bronx.
She did not know anything about that until his will.
Oh, really?
She knew nothing about the money.
Mm-hmm.
She knew nothing about, he told her to, in his will, it was do whatever you want to with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she chose to do.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, good on her. It's the biggest donation to a school literally in U.S. history. It could be world history for all I know. The stipulation is it all goes to students' tuition. But the part I didn't know about was the part you told me in the office.
Yeah. Granted, this is another thing about her. What a lot of people don't realize is that she works with a lot of kids in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And has for years, which was really cool. This is, you know, kind of goes in part with her and what she has done mm-hmm. over her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And she not only did they donate, she donated the billions of dollars to the Bronx Medical School University for tuition,
mm-hmm.
free. So basically, kids are going to be going to this college for free until that money's gone. They're actually going to set it up so that it is in a almost like a trust where it's going to mm-hmm. earn interest.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those kids, you know, donations are going to be paid for. The donation is going to draw enough interest that it's going to continue.
Well, think about it. If you won the Powerball and you won $500 million after mm-hmm. the taxes and the cash option and all that, you could really live on the interest and take a few nice vacations every year for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, and your family could, too.
So a billion, you could put a lot of kids through without ever touching the principal. So that's kind of nice.
Exactly, and that's the whole goal.
I think I have a new goal. I like that.
I really like the fact that not only are they doing it for future students, but everybody who is enrolled in that college now, whether they are in their last year or whether they are in their first year, any tuition that they have already paid, they are going to receive a refund.
Wow.
And the rest of their tuition, should there be any, will be covered.
I can hear my late mother screaming at me underground, why didn't you become a doctor like I asked you to?
I mean, isn't that crazy, though, to be able to go back and do that for past students? So, really cool.
Good deal. Well, we'll take a breather here. It looks like we definitely have Shan Sheridan standing by, so he'll be in hand here in just a second. But considering Russ Casper actually name-checking this, let's send this segment out with this one from Bodacious, WILO.
Crazy memories of my yesterday. Those high school loves, they fade away.
The party lights.
AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
TC Trailers, oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot, cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping. They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay, we'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Winter is a time to bundle up and stay warm. And at Encompass Credit Union, nothing warms the heart like the feeling of financial security. They're a community-oriented banking solution that's here for their neighbors in Tipton, Clinton, and Howard counties. Come by any of the Encompass branches today to open an account or apply for a loan online at EncompassCU.org. Join Encompass in building a more secure financial future together.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.